friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Student denied entry at his own graduation for wearing the wrong shoes. Then teacher steps in. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Tavarius Peters mistakenly wore the wrong shoes at graduation and almost couldn't get inside for the ceremony. But when John Butler found out what was going on, the kind teacher stepped in and did something incredible. Imagine working so hard for something, only to have it denied over something as simple as a pair of shoes. That's exactly the situation Tavarius Peters faced when he showed up with the wrong shoes at his high school graduation. And if not for an amazing teacher's act of kindness, this story would have ended in heartbreak. Like most high school seniors, Tavarius Peters was brimming with excitement when he turned up for his Hanville High School graduation ceremony in Louisiana. But his excitement quickly turned to shock and horror when a student representative refused to let him through the front door. "She said my shoes violated the dress code and I couldn't attend the ceremony unless I changed them," he recalled. The young man wore the designated purple cap and gown, but instead of dark dress shoes mentioned in the school's graduation ceremony dress code, he wore a pair of black leather sneakers with white soles. "I thought I could wear them because they're black," Tavarius explained. Everything else about the young man's outfit adhered to the graduation ceremony dress code. But because he showed up at the graduation with the wrong shoes, the school representative at the store wouldn't let him inside. "I was in shock. I felt humiliated," recalled Tavarius. "I just wanted to walk across the stage and get my diploma." The shoe debacle presented a huge problem and sent Tavarius Peters into a panic. "I didn't have time to stop at a store," he said. His family was already inside, and the young man was short on options. But God sent him a special angel at just the right time, a kind-hearted teacher named John Butler. John had worked as a teacher at Hanville High School for 2 years, though on this day, he was there as a parent for his daughter's graduation. And when a frantic Tavarius ran up to him and explained how he was being barred from graduation over wearing the wrong shoes, John couldn't believe it. "Of course that sounded crazy to me," the teacher explained. "There was nothing eccentric about his shoes." John walked with Tavarius to the woman at the front door, hoping that maybe if she saw me with him, she would let it go. But she still insisted the student couldn't attend. With little time left before the start of the graduation ceremony, John Butler didn't hesitate to do the right thing. He immediately took the shoes off his own feet and handed them to Tavarius Peters. "It was a no-brainer," the incredible teacher said. "This was the most important moment in his life up to that point, and I wasn't going to let him miss it for anything." The teacher got some odd looks as he walked to his seat wearing only socks on his feet, but he didn't care. "I was just happy to see him receive his diploma," he said. When Tavarius Peters' name came across the speaker, the proud young man shuffled across the stage in a pair of loafers two sizes too big for him. "The shoes were so big I couldn't even walk. I was sliding," he said. But it didn't matter. After the wrong shoes nearly kept him from joining the graduation ceremony at all, Tavarius was just grateful to be participating. Meanwhile, the teacher's shoes had Tavarius's family wondering what on earth was going on. They didn't know anything about the footwear drama, nor had any idea how close he came to not graduating. In fact, they'd even wondered earlier why a teacher walked in wearing only socks. "My other son said, 'Look at that man with no shoes on,' not knowing it was the man who gave his shoes to his baby brother so that he could walk across the stage," Tavarius's mom, Jima Smith, recalled. And once the family heard about what happened, Jima explained, "We were very upset that something as simple as the wrong shoes at graduation nearly ruined the whole day for her son. He worked so hard, and for someone to just rip that away from him, that was maddening to me," she said. But the extraordinary kindness shown by John Butler brought such a positive note to the ordeal. "If it wasn't for Mr. Butler's kind and thoughtful act, my child could have been sitting outside and I wouldn't have known," she said. "I pray he will continue to work in the public school system because we need more teachers like him. Our young black men need good role models and mentors like Mr. Butler." John Butler's involvement doesn't end with loaning out his shoes to a student in need. He is already working on addressing the graduation ceremony dress code, so something like this doesn't happen to anyone else in the future. Something that small shouldn't rob a kid from experiencing this major moment, he said. It's something that needs to be thoroughly discussed. DeVarius' mom is also planning to speak with the school after the wrong shoes almost got her son barred from his graduation. How about if I couldn't afford to buy him the shoes? She asked. This is not just about him. This is about the people that come after him. And thankfully, Hanville High School agrees this situation warrants a review of their graduation ceremony dress code. As with any policy that we have in place, any time an opportunity is presented to us to review and to make improvements, we absolutely will follow up on that, the school's director of public information, Stevie Corvetto, said. After the graduation ceremony, DeVarius Peters immediately found John Butler and returned his shoes. The grateful student also thanked John for saving the day, who he always known he could count on, the amazing teacher, to do the right thing. I wasn't surprised because Mr. Butler is that type of person, he said. At school, if you're having a bad day, he'll be the one to take you out of class, walk around the school with you, and talk to you. But by stepping in when DeVarius wore the wrong shoes at graduation, John only earned more praise from his student. He's a motivator. He's a hero, DeVarius said of his teacher's act of kindness. And the teacher's act of kindness touched a mother's heart, too. When Jima Smith couldn't be there to help her son, it meant the world to know DeVarius had a special angel looking out for him. He gave the shoes off his own feet to my child, Jima said. That says a lot about what type of man he is. As for John Butler, the humble hero doesn't see where he did anything worth so much praise. I was just doing my part. I didn't think much of it, he said. What an inspiring reminder of how big of an impact one small act of kindness can have. She had to give up her newborn, but 80 years later, mother and daughter reunion is touching. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One heartwarming mother and daughter reunion happened after 80 years apart, and it even occurred on the mother's 98th birthday. Gerda Kohl was an 18-year-old Jewish refugee at the height of World War II when she gave up her baby girl for adoption. And when Sonja Grist, Gerda's daughter, found out about her birth mother, she flew from England to Canada to reunite with her. And the two saw each other for the first time in 80 years on Gerda's 98th birthday. How special. I'm shaking, Sonja said right before seeing her mother for the first time. Just over a year ago, I didn't know that my mother was still alive. I knew very little. I still don't know much, and there's 1,000 questions I've got to ask her, but I don't want to bombard her. When the two were reunited, it was such an emotional moment. 80 years old, Gerda said as she looked into her daughter's eyes. Don't emphasize my age, Sonja replied in a joking manner. When I heard, I just couldn't believe it, said Gerda. This must be a miracle. It means so much to be able to live to see this moment. Sonja flew to Canada with her son, Stephen Grist, to see Gerda at Rivera Kennedy Lodge Long-Term Care Home, where Gerda lived. The plan for their reunion was in the works for several months after they found out about each other. Stephen was the one to find out about Gerda when he was going through his family lineage, and he was shocked when he learned that his mom's birth mother was still alive. That's just blown my mind, Stephen said. The idea that her mother was still alive and she would have the opportunity to meet her was so exciting, it just threw us all for a loop. When I told my mother that Gerda was still alive, she just said, I want to get on an airplane to Canada right now and give her a big hug, he said. Gerda shared that her economic situation in 1942 was the reason why she had to give up her newborn daughter for adoption. I had very limited personal education, and this, combined with wartime, left me no recourse but to have Sonja adopted under the advice of the refugee committee, she said. The condition was not to have any further connection with the child. Thankfully, after many decades apart, the mother and daughter were able to find one another and be reunited after all this time. What an incredible moment this must have been for Gerda and Sonja.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.